This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. The people of Israel have come to Mount Sinai just as God promised Moses they would. And once they get there, God shows up. His presence is like a cloud with thunder and lightning. But the point of God showing up is to start a relationship with his people through a covenant. Now, a covenant is simply an agreement between two parties, kind of like a contract. And the agreement is pretty straightforward. If the people obey God's commands, they will be his treasured possession. They will live with God and be his people forever. Now, Moses alone is allowed to go up the mountain where God gives the first of his commands. These are famously known as the Ten Commandments, and they act as a synopsis for the rest of the laws. The entire basis of these commands is that God has saved this people from slavery before he commanded them to do anything at all. God's saving work was not based on their obedience. And these commands give us a glimpse into God's character. Israel must keep the Sabbath because God desires rest and peace for his people. They are not to murder because God saves the lives of his people. They are not to commit adultery because God is faithful to his people. On and on, we can see who God is by how he calls Israel to live. But as we know, both Israel and the rest of humanity broke these 10 simple and good laws over and over again. We did not hold up our side of the covenant, so we do not have the right to live with God or be his people. Nevertheless, Jesus came down to earth like God came down to Sinai, but this time, we don't climb up the mountain to God's glory. Instead, God's glory comes off the mountain to us. Jesus did this not only by coming in the flesh, but by upholding our end of the covenant. Jesus obeyed every one of God's commands and credits his obedience to those who believe in him. Now, we get to receive the promise attached to the covenant. God is our God, and we are his people. And what makes this news even better is that God saves us in the same order in which he saved Israel. Jesus saves us before we ever obeyed him. Instead, the good news of what Jesus has done for us moves us to obey him. We obey him out of love because we want to. Finally, we can also see the character of Jesus in these commands as well. Jesus is everything the law required. Jesus is completely truthful, faithful, life-giving, and on it goes. And now, he is actually making us like him through the Holy Spirit living within us. So I pray that the same Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who saves before he commands, and that you would see Jesus as the one who obeys the commands so that we can be saved. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.